There's a famous machlokes, the Chacham Tzvi versus the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov lived in the early 1700s. He passed away, I think, in 1753. Rav Yaakov Reischer was his name. He also, the Ein Yaakov that's coming out, I think the art store is coming out with an English Ein Yaakov with the new Siyam Hashas on Brachas. So he wrote it's the Shvus Yaakov. I think he had problems with his eyes during life, so Ein Yaakov to make his eyes better. He was a Rav in many different places. I think he was in a Rav with the Shagaris Ayeh and Pnei Yeshua at the same time, but I think they were in the same shul or same area. And he wrote famously as well the Chok Yaakov, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchos Pesach all day long. So the Shaila was, let's say you have the assumption of Shemen Zayas is Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, and wax candles aren't. Let's assume that way. It's a debate. Why is Shemen Zayas the best? Because Gemara says because it's the clearest. To, you know, perhaps if you argue wax is better, maybe it is. Let's just work with Shemen Zayas is the Mitzvah HaMuvchar. And for some reason you can't find any more oil, so you take out, you set up your menorah and you put the wax candle in. And then all of a sudden you're about to begin the mitzvah and someone brings you Shemen Zayas. So I take out the candles that I already used. Do I say, on one hand, I want to do a mitzvah min hamufchar? Or do I say, no, it's kind of like a shtickle bizoy mitzvah that I'm already set them out, now I'm taking them out. I remember a shayla, I think you had a Passover, you wanted a small sefer Torah for something, could you pass over a big one? You had to take the sefer Torah, which is a mitzvah min hamufchar, because it's, you know, im avir and al mitzvah is a separate issue. But either way, so the Shvus Yaakov says he thinks it's a bizoy to the wax candles, and therefore you should continue, save the Shemen Zayas for tomorrow and use the wax candles. And he brings a raya from another sefer he found, the Beis Yaakov. The Chidah quoted the Beis Yaakov lived in the time of the Shach. He was the Shvus Yaakov. The Beis Yaakov lived in the time of the Shach, and he had a shayla about a Yimim Chalitza shayla. It was a case of Yimim Chalitza, and the older brother is a mitzvah and a mufchar. However, the younger brothers work as well. So the older brother was away, so they wanted to wait a couple of months. So Zeriz and Makdim, and they wanted to do it right away. And all of a sudden, he was in court, they're about to do it, and the older brother came, and the Chok Yaakov said, sorry, we're going to use the younger brother, because we already started, even though it's a mitzvah and a mufchar, but once you, even though you haven't begun the mitzvah per se, but you did the hachana, that's enough. It's a hachana, shtekel bizroi, so too the wax candles we leave in and don't use this Shemen Zayas. Chacham Tzvi, some intent to Mishalah, they said they heard this new sefer, the Shvus Yaakov is out, and they told him what he said, and the Chacham Tzvi wasn't someone who minced words, he was a kanai. He said he disagrees, he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's, you take them out, you put in the Shemen Zayas, mitzvah min hamufkar, and I'll bring a raya, that if you have a choice to do a mitzvah min hamufkar, you do that. That we see, you do a mitzvah, you just like they did a mitzvah in Amufkar. Because according to the Shvus Yaakov, no, you do with the case of the wax candles, but the case he brings a raya from the Beis Yaakov that better to do, if you already prepared a mitzvah, better to do it shogob mehidura than to have a shtickle bizoy. And the Chacham Tzvi says, no. He says, we have a kiddush levana, this is a halacha, the Ramah brings down. We try, it's a mitzvah and a mufcha to do kiddush levana Saturday night, Motzoi Shabbos. Even if you can do it during the week, Zerizim Akdim and Lamitzvahs, but we wait until Saturday night. Why? Because the Gavush writes, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kiddush Levana is Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina. And therefore, you want to have your nice Shabbos suit on, shirt, tie, shoes. You want to be in a good mood. So, the Truma Sedeshim brings down, you know, that's the issue. There's a discussion, debate among the poskim. Do I do Zrizim Akdim and Lamitzvahs and do it right away? Or do I do the Mitzvah and Amufka wait till Saturday night? So, again, it's a discussion among the poskim. The Chacham Fisvahs, when do we say you do Zrizim Akdim and Lamitzvahs? That's if we're concerned you might miss the Mitzvah. So, depends when, if Saturday night is the last night to do it, then don't wait, because then you might miss out. But if Saturday night's in the beginning, then of course you do the, it's better to give up a Zrizim Magdimin and do the Mitzvah and Amufka. You only do Zrizim Magdimin if you can turn, you're going to miss out. In fact, that's the Chasim Sofer's Raya, that he says, the Machokas Avram and Tzara with the Achnasis Archim. When the Pasuk says about Kemach Vesoles, so the one version of the Medrash, Kemach, that Avram wanted to serve the guest Kemach, coarse flour, and Sarah wanted to serve them so as fine flour. So obviously fine flour is mitzvah min amufkar, but Kemach gets ready earlier, so therefore it's Rizim Akdimin versus Kemach versus mitzvah min amufkar. So what happened was, Rashi says that Tzara was pierced in Nida and she couldn't use her soas. So we see, when do we do Zrizim Akdimin Lamitzvahs? If you're going to miss out on the mitzvah, you know, you have a, who knows when the guest will be around. So we see that Avram was right, that you do Zrizim Akdimin in a case where you're going to miss out. That's what the Pshat, Lechem Atzus Lo Socha. That's what the Chasam Sofer writes. So, however, when so Mitzvah Amufka wins on a Saturday night over his reason, only if it's a concern. So we see, just like Mitzvah Amufka works over his reason, so too, even though you had the candles in front of you, but you do the mitzvah a couple of minutes later, you take them out. And he's not, and I guess the Chachas, he's not considered a Bizra. He didn't start the mitzvah yet. And he wants to bring a raya from a Sefer Hasidim, where the Sefer Torah has many urias. So the Sefer Hasidim writes, let's say you have some inferior one, so it says you could take them out and put a new one. You could take it out. It's already connected to the Torah. So we see that Mitzvah Amufka wins. You know, the Shurus Yaakov says that's not a raya against, even I agree, because that's a case of where it's like an esrog, which has dots on it. It's like a part, it's a pagam. That's why, because it's inferior. It's not that it was neutral. And therefore, anyway, the Chacham Tzvi says, and even and according to Maharal, you know, even Yossi with wax, and therefore he argues with the Shurus Yaakov, and he says, you go with the wax, and he says, you can't imagine. Imagine you're sitting there about to shake the Dalaminim, and someone runs, here, I have for you an Esrog Mahudur. You say, sorry, I'm already holding this one. So the Chacham Tzvi says, you would take the new one, and perhaps the Shushaka would say, no, you have to use the Esrog in your hand. What? So so that's the Machokas. So the Shushaka says, leave the wax candles in, and the Kakan Tzvi says, you take them out and put the Shem and Zayah. So the Prima Gadda makes up sure. He says, Dafke, if you only have a Shem and shows Shem and Zayah, regular oil, maybe then you wouldn't take it out. Perhaps the Chacham Tzvi would say any oil, but the Prima Gadda said he wants to limit it to Shem and Zayas. So that's up until you, once you began the mitzvah, everyone agrees you can't go back, because once you make the bracha, it gives the kedusha. What's considered making the bracha? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, once you start the bracha, that's enough. Yadchil HaMitzvah, the barak gives it the kedusha. And Rav Shlomo Kugler and Elav Shlomo says, no. Only when you make the Gemar bracha, when you finish the bracha, that's considered beginning the mitzvah. And this, parenthetically, that's, when do they say, let's say you have enough oil for two candles, it's the fourth night, can I do two shem and two wax? That's to say no. But if you have Shem and Zayis, and regular Shem and that, you can mix. That you can use for different nights. And the Isha Avram says, we even go with Bitul Barov. If you have enough oil, Shem and Zayis, you can move, mix some regular in, and it's all considered Shem and Zayis. And one last Shaila, the Chida quotes from the Chesed Avram, I think his grandfather, very big into Kabbalah. He writes to high, to different levels of Hiddur by the menorah. The golden menorah is the best, and silver. Then he goes to Nechoshes, other ones. And glass is down, I think, at number 8. So the Sheva Levi raises the shy. Let's say you have a gold or silver menorah, and today people, you buy those already pre-made things, you put in, even if they're not pre-made, you put the glass holders in. So would that take away, according to the Chesed of Avraham, from the Hiddur? Or do I say no? It's basically a silver and gold menorah, and that's like it's batel to it. That seems to be the minhag. Even people would have the beautiful and gold and silver menorahs, go ahead and do it. So we see, everyone agrees, mitzvah min ha-muvka, hiddur mitzvah. The machlokas is, at the hachana, is that considered a bizoy or not enough that you went to, and you keep the wax, and you keep your younger brother, etc., for chalitza. Where, as the Chacham Tzvi says in the Truva, that you only do zrizim akdim in the mitzvahs if you're afraid you're going to lose out. But if not, mitzvah mamufcha wins out, and therefore you keep the shemen. The prima gunna share only to take out the wax candles if you're going to put in shemen zayis. You can't do 2 shemen and 2 candles. You got to do 4 candles, but you can mix. You could do 2 shemen zayis, 2 canola oil, whichever oil you use. And then the shiloh, the highest level is the gold menorah and silver, but we use the glass goblet, so that pashas, that doesn't seem to be an issue. That becomes perhaps batul to menorah. But we know zek keli van veyo, especially in Hanukkah, we should try to do the mitzvah. We try to fulfill the mahajim and the mahajim when it comes to near Hanukkah.